Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Music for Earth Day is our program this week, since April 22nd is Earth Day. We'll hear music written on the topics of wind, mountains, canyons, and rainforests by composers Margaret Brouwer, Eleanor Hovda, Eleanor Corey, and Priscilla McLean. Margaret Brouwer is head of the composition department at the Cleveland Institute of Music. She was born in 1940 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. She trained as a violinist as well as a composer and holds a doctorate in composition from Indiana University. She has studied with Donald Erb and George Crumb, Harvey Solberger, and Frederick Fox. Brouwer has received numerous commissions and awards, including grants from the National Endowment for the Arts and the Ford Foundations. Her music has been performed by such outstanding musicians as clarinetist Richard Stoltzman. He recorded her clarinet concerto with the Seattle Symphony under Gerard Schwartz, and the members of the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, as well as the Cavani, Audubon, and Cassatt string quartets. She has written 9 orchestral compositions. Her new percussion concerto will be premiered by Evelyn Glennie and Gerard Schwartz with the Seattle Symphony in the fall of 2002. We're going to hear Crosswinds, a piece for string quartet composed in 1995. The composer says that the traditional folk music of Virginia was the inspiration for this quartet. She was composer in residence for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra from 1992 to 1997. Although Brouwer doesn't actually quote folk tunes, the flavor of this old-time music permeates the piece. The quartet is in 3 movements. The first movement, entitled Blue Ridges, Dappled Sunlight, Mountain Waltz, was inspired by the beautiful Shenandoah Valley landscape of woods with sunlight streaking through them and layered meadows surrounded by blue ridges, but overlaid with a melancholy mood. The first movement was further inspired by the work of the American Impressionist painter John H. Twachtman, who used tiny daubs of color in his works. Brouwer decided to use tiny daubs of sound to paint a musical background, out of which the picture of a melancholy waltz could emerge, just as the images emerge from the dots in the painting. The slow movement, Dusk, portrays the composer's reaction to the beauty of the landscape as evening falls. The last movement, Old-Time Fiddles, High, Low, Lower, captures the flavor and fun of old-time fast music transformed into the composer's own style. Let's hear it now. Crosswinds by Margaret Brouwer, performed by the Cassatt String Quartet.